Okay, I got the okay signal from Eric. So this morning, the title of the message is Knowing the Nature of God. In different messages, we have discussed the question of how well do we know the Lord. We've had many messages on this topic. We may know Him to a certain extent. We can always go deeper in our knowledge and understanding of Him. We may know God to a certain degree, but do we know His nature? The Bible gives some wonderful examples of certain people whose record shows that they knew the nature of God. Do we know the Lord well enough that we can say we know the nature of God? Knowing His nature would strengthen our faith and help us through difficult times. Knowing the nature of God during trials, you will know that He is just and loving God who will not permit more than you could endure. Remember that. Because sometimes when you're going through a trial, it's like, how am I going to deal with this? God will never permit more than you could endure. He is just and He is loving. Knowing the nature of the Lord will also bring happiness, joy, and contentment to our lives. Imagine knowing the Almighty God that well, that you know His nature. We have that opportunity to know Him that well, to know the nature of the Almighty God. That is a great thing. So what about some of these people who knew the nature of God? What about Moses? Viewing certain events in the life of Moses, we can see that he knew the nature of God. Moses saw the awesome power of God as he viewed 10 plagues that the Lord sent on the Egyptians. He also saw the power of the Lord as he saw Him make a path through the Red Sea, or as Mount Sinai shook violently in the presence of the Almighty. Moses had an awesome closeness with God as the Ten Commandments were given on Mount Sinai. He spoke mouth to mouth with God, the only person in recorded history that ever did. For 40 years, he saw the hand of the Lord take care of the Israelites through the wilderness. After all the difficulties of leading the people of Israel out of Egypt and through the desert, Moses was able to say, "The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." That's Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27. He knew the nature of God and that He is a refuge, a shelter, a wall of protection in times of trials and difficulties. His eternally strong arms will hold us up during the most difficult times in our lives. They keep us from falling. It's very easy to fall. If you don't fall, it's the Lord Jesus that holds you up. Those eternally strong, everlasting arms will never fail. I want to repeat that verse. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Moses knew the nature of God. What could we say for King David? King David spent much time in communion with the Lord, as evidenced in the book of Psalms and study of his life. He knew the nature of God. David knew that a stone and a slingshot could kill a 9-foot-9-inch giant with the power of God behind it. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45 reads, David said to the Philistine, the giant, "You come against me with the sword and the spear and the javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. Today I will give the carcass of the Philistine army to the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel." David knew the nature of God. If he didn't, there was no way that he was going to approach the giant. But he knew the nature of God when he approached that giant. Many verses in the book of Psalms show that David knew the nature of God. Psalm 8, verses 3 and 4. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, and the stars that you have ordained, what is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him? David knew the nature of God. I'm going to read Psalm 27 and verses 1 to 5. Psalm 27, verses 1 to 5. And again, we will see how David knew the nature of God. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. David knew the nature of God. He had enemies. King Saul chased him, wanted to kill him for years. His own son Absalom wanted to take the throne from him. David had enemies, but he survived because he knew the nature of God. Now I'm going to turn to Psalm 46, verses 1 to 3. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. David knew God. Psalm 103. You want to see someone who knew the nature of God? Check out these verses. Please turn with me to Psalm 103. And I'm going to read, we're going to begin with verses 1 to 5 and then skip around. Psalm 103, verses 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. This is written by a man who was being chased by Saul. And also, like I said, his son wanted to take the kingdom from him. There's a lot of turmoil in David's life, if you read about it. And yet he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not one of all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, amen, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Verses 8 to 14. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Thank God for that one. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those that fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Then we read verses 17 and 18 of the same chapter. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto his children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Then we have Psalm 130, verses 3 and 4. Check out this from someone who knew the Lord and his nature. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. How did David get to know the nature of God? He spent much time with him. I know maybe some people have gotten tired of me saying this, but I say what the Lord has put on my heart and give a lot of time into the messages. We need to spend much time with the Lord. Don't put them on the shelf and say later. Every day, spend time with the Lord. You need to. We need to do that. Psalm 139, verse 18. When I awake, I am still with you. King David wrote that. And here's one we may not expect. Someone who knew the nature of God. The prophet Jonah. You know, he's remembered for disobeying the Lord and going to going to Tarshish initially instead of Nineveh. He knew the nature of God, though. Check out what we're going to find out here. We know that Jonah was commanded by the Lord to go to Nineveh, the capital city of Assyria. The city was very wicked, and Jonah was to inform the residents that in 40 days they would be destroyed. Jonah, not wanting to deliver the message, got in the ship and went to Tarshish instead. And just an interesting fact, Tarshish was believed to be along the coast of Spain. So here's Jonah taking the ship through the Mediterranean Sea. And we know the events that followed. Jonah was swallowed by a great fish for 3 days and 3 nights. After being released by the fish, he gave the message of judgment to the city of Nineveh. Keep in mind another important fact over here. Assyria is most likely a chunk of what we know as Iran today. So after being released by the fish, he gave the message of judgment to the city of Nineveh. And the residents of Nineveh repented, and the Lord did not destroy the city. The residents of Nineveh repented. Nineveh was exceedingly wicked before the Lord. Exceedingly wicked. The army was one of the most brutal in all history, and yet they repented before the Lord. Where's the United States today? Is our country going to repent before the Lord, or are we going to face judgment that will be very bad? God gives us chance after chance. If a country like Assyria and the capital city of Nineveh could repent before the Lord, so could America. And it starts with us as children. We're celebrating our 250th birthday before the Lord. What other way to celebrate but to repent before the Almighty God? So Jonah gets released by the fish and gives the message of judgment on Nineveh. And Nineveh repented, and the Lord, as we know, did not destroy the city. I'm going to read to you Jonah chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. But it greatly displeased Jonah, and he became angry. It displeased him that God didn't destroy Nineveh. He prayed to the Lord and said, "Please, Lord, was not this what I said while I was still in my own country? Therefore, in order to forestall this, I fled to Tarshish. For, catch this now, here comes, For I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, and one who relents concerning calamity. Jonah is remembered for going against the will of God, but we want to acknowledge that he knew the nature of God, as is evidenced in these verses that we just read in the book of Jonah chapter 4. Jonah knew that the Lord would forgive the residents of Nineveh if they repented. They repented, God didn't destroy, and here comes Jonah. He gets angry. He may have felt that he would have been viewed as a false prophet since God spared Nineveh after they repented. My point is that Jonah knew the nature of God. He didn't want to go to Nineveh because he knew that if Nineveh repented, God wouldn't destroy. He knew the heart of God. And so Nineveh repents, God doesn't destroy. And Jonah probably figures, I look like a liar right now. I look like a false prophet. He knew the nature of God. He knew God would forgive if they repented. Despite his disobedience, Jonah knew the loving, gracious, and forgiving nature of God. That's what we get from the book of Jonah here. One of the thoughts from the book of Jonah, Jonah knew the nature of God. How about Abraham? Beautiful example of someone who knew the nature of God. Genesis chapter 18, I'm going to read, you can turn with me. Genesis chapter 18 and verses 22 to 26. I'll give you a moment to get there. Genesis chapter 18, verses 22 to 26. Genesis chapter 18. This is where, as we know, Abraham was interceding for Sodom, speaking to the Lord. Verse 22. Then the men turned away from there and went towards Sodom while Abraham was still standing before the Lord. Abraham came near and said, will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you indeed sweep it away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous and the wicked are treated alike. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth deal justly? He knew. Listen to that. He knew the nature of God. So the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare the whole place on their account. Abraham knew God well enough to know his nature. And you know what? It's not just for the patriarchs or King David or the prophets. We could get to know the nature of God too. Depends on how much time we spend with him. How did Abraham get to know God so well? He spent much time with him. Remember that he was called the friend of God. What a beautiful title. He was the friend of God and knew the nature of God. We could be called the friend of God too if we make him our friend. How well do we know God? Do we know him so well that we know and understand his nature? Do we know the nature of God as Abraham did, or to write the nature of God as King David did? What effort do we make to know the nature of the Lord? The only way to know God as these people did is to spend much time with Him. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, I'll read to you. You don't have to turn to it. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. Do you know the nature of God this morning? The disciple John leaned on Jesus' chest the night before the crucifixion. What does that tell us? He heard Jesus' heartbeat. He heard the heartbeat of Jesus. The beat of that great, great heart. You can imagine how awesome. The heart that pumped the blood that saves us. The heart that pumped the blood that saved your soul, my soul. Have you heard God's heartbeat? What might be in His heartbeat? I think the salvation of souls is in it, I'm sure. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. The return of the backsliders must be in His heartbeat. How do we know that? Hosea 14, verse 4, I will heal the backsliding. Jeremiah 3:14, turn, O backsliding children, says the Lord, for I am married unto you. What is in God's heartbeat for you? Make it personal. What does He want from you? Don't you want to know? Ask Him to reveal it to you. This morning we want to know the nature of God, no matter what's going on in our lives. We want to hear, to know, and understand His heartbeat. We want to seek to have the knowledge and this closeness with the Lord. So I'm going to close with that. We're going to get down to pray and then sing a last hymn. Anyone feel to pray? If you feel the Holy Spirit nudging you, He will fill your mouth. So we're going to get down to pray.